In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Eleanor. I want you to know we are in need of prophetic people. We are living in the age of death. You see, 60 million children have been killed. And how do we respond to that? We don't, for the most part. We don't even pray about it anymore. This is 60 million people. It's a Holocaust.
It's very sad. It's very sad that these things are happening right before our eyes and not many people are talking about them. It's very sad. We need the Holy Spirit to revive us. That's what we need, so that we can defend not only ourselves, but the children that are in the womb. These children, they're just completely dependent on their mothers. And you know, the poor mothers don't have any idea. They tell them it's the product of conception. What does that mean? It's a baby. It's a baby. Now, if you've had an abortion, you can get freed from the torment by going to confession. You need to be freed from the torment. I tell you a story. This woman from Ethiopia had an abortion, and as a result of the abortion, she would not sleep on her bed for a long time. She slept on the floor. And one day she had a dream, and the dream was Jesus washing all her clothes. And she said to my friend, "What do you think that means? He's washing away the abortion." And she started to sleep on her bed that night. God only knows what he wants to do. Eleanor's going to tell us about her card. Her card is very, very, very intricate. It says Eleanor.
Oh, hi, Father. Hi, everyone. It's so nice to be here. And, of course, I love talking about the unborn and the babies and, of course, the mothers. So, I haven't, Father, been going out to Planned Parenthood because of the virus, but I'm beginning now. Things seem to be getting better, and so I am going to start going back on the street. But what I'm doing in the meantime, everybody that's out on the street doing counseling and praying, they're holding my cards. I have them made up, and so I distribute them. And yes, my card says Eleanor, and it has my website, and then it has my telephone number, which I'll give in a couple minutes, because if anyone's listening and they are pregnant or they know anyone who's pregnant and they're scared, they don't know what to do, then you call me and I will help you and we can work this through together. So, so they're giving out the Eleanor card and it has my telephone number. On the back of the card, Father, it says, what does it say, Father? A child is, no matter how small, a person is a person. It's from Dr. Seuss, which, of course, has been canceled, but that's another whole radio program. But, yeah, a person's a person, no matter how small. So, yeah, and what's happening, it's very quiet now at Planned Parenthood. There aren't many people going in for an abortion. They are going in for birth control. And nowadays, unfortunately, Father, you can do an abortion by the computer, something like that, telemedicine. And you can, they're sending out the 486, the RU486 pill. So things are pretty quiet now in front of Planned Parenthood, but there are still people going in for surgical abortions, but not as many as they used to be. So they give out my card. People out in the street are wonderful, Father. They are engaging the couples, the mother and father or the mother and boyfriend. They're engaging them, and then they give me, they give out my card and said, please call Eleanor. So I have had several calls, and then what I do is I walk with them. I hold their hand. I let them know that they're not alone, that I understand that they're scared, and I understand that it's a challenge, but there's nothing more precious, more beautiful. A gift from God is life. A gift from God is a baby, and I will help you through the challenging parts, whether it's helping with rent or making sure you have a baby shower or making sure you have everything. I take that stress away. Whatever they need, groceries, I don't care, because we want to get that part away so they can welcome the baby with no stress. So, yeah, the card has been very valuable. I'm working with three different mothers right now. And if you come over to my house, you have all kinds of things there. What do I have? I have car seats and strollers and all kinds of clothes. So people give me these things. So they donate them to me, or I, if need be, if I need something and I don't have it, I'll go buy it. So I'll give my telephone number in a few minutes. So I hope somebody calls me, because I'm definitely there to help them. They call me the grandmother. I don't know. It's just, I just hold their hand and make them feel comfortable and console them in a time of distress. It's scary when you find out you're pregnant. So I'd honor that. Or maybe the father said, don't come home here unless you had the abortion. Or, of course, the boyfriend probably says, I'm out of here, you know, all this. And then here they end up in front of Planned Parenthood. So the young women are, they don't want to be there, Father. They're just the byproduct of our society, unfortunately. So the Eleanor card, a couple things happened with the card. Oh, did I ever tell you how I got the Eleanor card? Oh, of course I. Well, let me tell you. This had to be 10 years ago. A woman came by Planned Parenthood, and she said to me, you're bothering people. You know, why don't you leave them alone? Why don't you go home? And we do not bother people, Father. I just digress a minute. We're there. We're very compassionate. We're gentle. And we're just trying, we're not bothering. Now, you might think we are, but all we're saying is, can I help you this morning? I think I could help you if you could just talk to me for a minute. And if you could just give me a little bit of your time. And so we never push ourselves or anything like that. We're just offering some help. So that's exactly what I said to her. I said, well, I'm sorry that you think that we're bothering people, but this is a matter of life and death. And once you make this decision, you can never go back and say, oh gosh, guess what? I made the wrong decision. You can take back a car. If you bought a car and you didn't like the color, you can return it. But this, you cannot. That's why I asked for 3 or 4 or 5 minutes of a person's time so we can talk and find out what the challenge is and see if we can't even iron it out right at that moment. So I said to this woman, I said, well, all I'm trying to do is offer hope, help, and love. And she said, really? She said, well, then why don't you, I said, that's all we're really trying to do. And she said, well, why don't you have a sign made up? And I said, that's a great idea. I will have a sign made up. And I did. And I have several signs. And I put them on my car when I go. Hope, help, and love is on my car. And then I had the thought, well, I'll get these little cards made up. So I've given out thousands and thousands of these cards, Father. So I want to tell you one little story of the card. This woman was at Planned Parenthood last August. And she did take the card, and she did call me on the phone. And she was having a challenging situation. She didn't have a place to stay, and she didn't want to go to Friends of the Unborn, where you can go free and stay there. And they take very good care of you if you're pregnant and stay there until you get on your feet after the baby's born. But she did not want to do that. Of course, she had a boyfriend, and she wasn't willing to give up the boyfriend. So that's another whole angle of this. So I worked with her, and what happened, Father, we did a little networking. I did a little networking, and come to find out, this went on. This didn't happen like overnight. We did a little networking to find out where she could go other than a shelter and other than Friends of the Unborn. And a little bit of networking opened up a couple in Brighton that said they would be willing to have both of them come, the boyfriend and the mother-to-be. And they now really enjoy having this couple there. The baby is due, and they are having a boy, and they're just delighted. This couple has opened their home to them. And what I have found, Father, in the 20 years I've been doing this work, is the challenge. It looks like a mountain, and it is a mountain, but the Lord honors birth. He honors the faith that you will carry his beautiful baby to full term. He honors birth. He honors that. And I've seen it. You've seen it, Father, over the years. The doors open. It starts with a window opening, a door opening, and all of a sudden you have a path through the mountain. And I try to tell the young mothers, this is what's going to happen. Take on this beautiful baby, and the Lord, you will see. I've seen men get jobs. I've seen things always turn out good. It always turns out very good. But they, you know, they have to trust me and walk with me, and I will show them how the Lord will manifest his glory, and he does it all the time. So this was a case. She got my card, and we made sure she has everything. And now this woman really likes this couple and is kind of taking on this baby herself. So who knew? Who knew that would happen? So that's one of my stories from the card that just happened in this crazy year we've all been going through.
Tell us about the story that a girl was in the church and she found your card.
Yeah, that's a good story. Anyway, well, that's a story, Father, that I put under the heading, Little Things Mean a Lot. And it's so true, Father, little things mean a lot. I don't care what it is. We're talking about life today. But anything in your lives, people that are listening, just a little thing, just a telephone call, or I don't know, just a smile, little things mean a lot. And this was a case where the woman in church, she was in church and she was in the back of the church. The church was dark. It was not a time when anybody was having mass or any services. And she was sitting in the back of the church and she was crying. And one of my friends happened that morning to stick my card in her pocket. She saw what she always likes to relate the story. She saw the card on the table and she said, oh, I don't think I'll pick up the card. But then she picked it up and she put it in her pocket. And which reminds me about something about the Holy Spirit. So remind me to tell you. So, of course, that was the Holy Spirit. She put it in her pocket. So she saw this woman crying in the back of the church and she went back and she said, what's the problem? And of course, she said she was pregnant and she didn't know what to do. And she was thinking of having an abortion. And I think right here I'll say, Father, people just say abortion, and you really, I like to define what that means. So in this case, what I'm talking about, the woman was thinking of killing her baby in the womb. We get so used to just saying abortion, but when you actually define what we're talking about removing the beautiful gift from God in your womb, stopping the heart beating. At 3 weeks, the heart is beating, and it's beating 151 times a minute. So we're talking about she was thinking she was going to stop the baby's heart from beating. So my friend reached into her pocket and pulled out the card. And, of course, the rest is history. They had a little baby girl by the name of Grace. They went on and they called me and I was able to help out. A lot of times, Father, I can help out and I do help out. But most people, once they get through that feeling of, oh, what am I going to do? I can't do this. Once they get through that, and one thing I like to do is not only hold the mother's hand, but I like to encourage her. I'd like to empower her. And I don't say, oh, yeah, you know, guess what? You can't do this. I always like to say, I will help you, but you can do this. You're strong. You can do this. And you'll be so proud of yourself, and the baby will love you forever. And so I like to empower women and encourage them and, of course, hold their hand. And then that's all one thing. But then you have the practical, like paying bills or making sure you have enough diapers and bottles and make sure you're going to a good hospital. Those practical things I also can help with very much. So that was a case of little things mean a lot. And just a card in the pocket, which reminds me just something about the Holy Spirit before I tell you the next story. You know, Father, I don't know who says something like this. I don't know, but you can tell me. Who says, if in doubt, do not act? If in doubt, do not act. Now, that may be true in some cases, but if you are walking with the Holy Spirit, when you get up in the morning, if you ask the Holy Spirit to come upon you and to be with you and to give you direction and to let you meet people and let the Holy Spirit be a part of your life to direct you, sometimes, now, the Holy Spirit, you will have doubt with the Holy Spirit because he asked you to do things and you're in doubt. But I think in a case where the Holy Spirit, you've asked him into your life and you walk under the Holy Spirit, you breathe under the mercy of the Holy Spirit, you think under the mercy of the Holy Spirit, that's how you dedicate your morning to start out. Then when you get an inclination, when you get something like put the card in your pocket or say hello to that person. If you're in doubt with the Holy Spirit, you can't afford to be in doubt. You have to say, is this the Holy Spirit? Well, then I'm going to make that telephone call. I'm going to talk to that person. I'm going to put that card in my pocket. And so I think if in doubt with the Holy Spirit, act on his push, because he's going to push you in a very subtle way to do something for the glory of God. So I think on that particular case, in cases like that, with the Holy Spirit giving us ideas, sometimes we think, I don't think I can do that. But then you pray for courage and you pray for holy boldness, then the Holy Spirit will give it to you. So, which leads me to the story, the other thing, which would be little, here's a little thing. See if you remember this, that a woman went into Planned Parenthood for an abortion, and as she was getting registered, and remember I told you register by number because it's terrible, but that's what you do. You have a number. So she was registering, and she went up to the desk, and out of her wallet dropped a holy card, like a scripture verse. So somebody had given her that. And she stuck it in her wallet. She probably thought, oh, I don't want this. I'll just put it in my wallet. But see, whoever gave it to her, that was a slight thing. Like, it just gave her a verse and it fell on the floor and she picked it up as she was beginning to register. And it said, I am your Lord, your God. I do not be afraid. I am with you for always or forever. And that was all she needed. And she came out and she showed me the card. So it was just somebody gave her a holy card. And whenever you do something for the glory of God, now whoever gave it to her probably will never know that story. And things like that we do for the glory of God, we really don't have to know every little thing that we did, like, oh, what, where did that go? What happened? The Lord uses it. That's our faith. Anything for the glory of God, Jesus takes it. He said, I'll use that someday. And he does. And we know he does. So that's our faith. And that's why we have to keep walking. We have to keep preaching. We have to keep telling. We have to keep listening. And there again, the listening is a very important part of whatever we all do, whatever it is. Listening to people is a very important part. So I wanted to tell you that. The other little story, Father, about little things mean a lot. Do you remember that story where I gave out the rose? And there's a deacon that's writing a story. I don't know whether I ever told you that. Deacon is Frank McHugh. he's writing a story about this, and I hope he gets it published. And the story is, briefly, that it was the end of the day when I was at Planned Parenthood, and it was a cold day, and I was tired. It was 11:30, and there was a woman not standing close to Planned Parenthood, like a little way down, just a little way down. And I had one rose left, and I just wanted to go home. I really wanted to go home and get some hot tea or hot coffee or something. So I thought, oh, okay, I'll just give this rose. Now, here again, it takes a little holy boldness to walk up to somebody. And I said, would you like this rose? This is my last rose. And, well, she just started to cry and cry and cry. And come to find out, she was hesitant because she was thinking of going into Planned Parenthood. And the rose, she said, I can't believe you gave me this rose. And then I knew my cup of coffee was going to be another 2 hours later. But because then we talked and she told me the situation, I was able to take her over to Pregnancy Help in Brighton. And in that, at that time, there was a technician right there. And we did the ultrasound. She went on to have a beautiful baby girl. And the baby girl is 4 years old now. I try to keep in touch with some of my mothers. If they like to keep in touch with me, I keep in touch with them. So that's a little story of all I had was a rose. And I really, you know, wasn't thinking I was going to do too much with it. But just taking that step, you know, I always learned that from you, Father. It's taking that step in faith is what it is. And I could have gotten it on in my car with the rose, put the rose on the passenger seat and drove home. But I didn't. And so I think I got the nudge from the Holy Spirit. And if in doubt, I went ahead and did it. And and the rest is a beautiful story. So I've often said before, Father, I do have missed opportunities, but every time I can say, oh, I acted with the Holy Spirit. But then, as you say, sometimes you say to the Lord, oh, you know what? That was a missed opportunity. And the Lord has said to you, don't worry, I'll give you another chance.
That's right.
So that's happened too. So those are the stories that I can think of. I have always more. But you say something. Do you want me to say something else?
One more.
Okay. So this is an interesting story because it shows the power of prayer. And anyone who's listening, oh, I have so much to say this morning, Father, because I just thought we have to pray for something that's happening in the Supreme Court. But the power of prayer, in case you're wondering, is prayer powerful? It is. Trust me. Just do it and trust and believe and persevere and have that faith the size of a mustard seed. And you will see doors open and windows open. But this person I was dealing with, this is also a card that was given out. One of my Eleanor cards. Speaking of that, I'm going to give my telephone right now number, Father, just in case you say it's too late. So anyone who would like to call me with any kind of, if whatever, call me. 617-733-2264. Okay. So this is this story.
Let's give it one more time.
Okay. 617-733-2264. Okay, so this particular person called me, and it was easy as far as she was on the fence. We'll say she was on the fence. So I took a couple of telephone calls, and within, you know, just a little time, she said, oh, I'll definitely keep the baby. Yeah, I wanted to, but I just needed that little push, somebody to hold my hand a little bit because I wasn't getting any help from my family. So anyway, so that was good, and I was going to help her and so forth. But then what happened in her pregnancy, Father, morning sickness took hold. And morning sickness is not fun. And she was really sick. And she said, you know, I'm so sick. I just have to have this abortion now. So now I had to obviously counsel her against that decision, which I did. But she said, no. I said, well, let's pray against the morning sickness. It's going to pass. It has to pass. You will. And she was even taking some type of medication. And she called me. And she's the day before, she said, no, I made the appointment. I can't handle this anymore. I have to have this abortion. So I prayed and we prayed. I prayed more because she just made up her mind. She said, no, I can't do it. So, but what happened, Father, was the morning she had the appointment for the abortion, she woke up and she said, oh, I feel good. I think I feel good. So she called me. She said, I can't believe this. I feel good. So anyway, I said, well, let's go over and get the ultrasound. I felt like then we had to get the ultrasound kind of immediately, and which we did. And she heard the heart beating. She said, I cannot believe. And now it's like 2 p.m. She said, I feel terrific. She said, the morning it passed. I said, I told you it would. But see, it passed that morning, Father. It's like a miracle. And people forget that we have miracles happening every day right in front of our faces, but we just say, oh, well, she got over morning sickness. But it just happened the morning she had the abortion scheduled. So that is a miracle, and I ask everybody to watch for little miracles during the day. All day long, there are little miracles happening.
God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.